Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm very grateful to be with you on this 16th day of July 2022. We're going to be looking at a couple of questions. They're kind of a what do you think, Greg, kind of questions that I get. I try not to give too much of what I think. I work upon the whole premise of what it is that is revealed to me. And this revelation, this reveal, as I like to call it, is something that varies from day to day, moment to moment, and question to question, actually. So when you offer a question, which is very meaningful to me, it offers me a chance to understand where you're headed, where your mind is, what's going on with you as a person. And I'm very interested in that. Really, I am. I am interested in where people's attentions are going. I don't do social media at all. It's just too frivolous for me. Actually, and the assumptions and even the lies that are involved in this are way beyond the level of my patience with social media and people in general, especially, I hate to say it, young people. They just are very, very militant and everything. Ignorant and militant and thoughtless, and that's the way they were raised, and that's the way their parents were. They were of that generation, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and this is what we got, and bingo, here we are. Well, you asked me what I think, and here it is. So today is going to be kind of a potpourri of questions. So the first one that I get here is from What Do You Think? This is kind of an interesting question regarding what I talked about in living our life beyond the idea of just survival. How is this planet going to survive as it is? Asked Catherine from New York City. Are we going to have to go live in outer space, Catherine? Well, Catherine, I don't know what the grand plan is. I really couldn't tell you. I'm not the kind of person that goes into great assumption. I'm not a sensationalist either. So when I look at things the way they are, the world, I don't think in terms of escaping it. I think in terms of dealing with it. But I think most people think in terms of escaping this world because they have no intentions of dealing with it. What we are seeing in the world with weather, politics, religion, science even, we are starting to see the crumbling of our value systems that weren't very good in the beginning anyway. So our values in this world have always been one thing, and that is survival and reproduction. That's it. Everything that we have that surrounds that is political and social and even religious. So I don't think that is, you know, any big revelation. It is how we are going about this world that is most interesting. I really think it's kind of fascinating when you look at the idea of how we come up with ideas, ideals, beliefs, and theories about how the world should be and what the problems are and how to cure them and solve them. I don't think, Catherine, we have the inner resolve, the inner willingness, the inner intelligence to see the depth of our life and the meaning of our livingness in our life that heads towards our life. And I just don't think we care much about it. We just go day to day, moment to moment, trying to get through the day, get through the problems, and never really realize that much of the problems we have that are never solved create more problems. And even when we try to solve a problem, it makes more of a problem. And there's so much propaganda around everything. Lies that corporate tells us, that social media tells us, that politicians tell us. We really don't know where we stand. We really don't. You have no idea what's really going on behind the scenes. So it makes it very difficult for any of us and all of us to approach living, approach a conscious life, an intelligent life, from any premise of understanding, because we're so filled and saturated with lies, social, corporate, political. It's a mess. What to do? I talked about it last week. Your only out, as it were, is through. And you're going to have to go through yourself. And you're going to have to understand, Catherine, it's about taking care of the spiritual aspects of ourselves that denotes the ability to understand the problems we have in and of this world, and then learning to deal with them. But here's the big problem, and I'll just lay it out for you here. You're not going to get people to understand the nature of life and the life on this world, in this world, based on their own mental acuity. They just don't have it. They don't want it. It's all about how much fun can we have? How much fun can we have? Where can we go to get a drink, to get some wine, to get some booze? Where is the bar? Where's the loudest music? All of this stuff has a lot to do with confounding the mind and concentrating it on the frivolous. I'm not going to be able to talk people out of that. No one is. Not to Buddha, not to Jesus, not to Lao Tzu. No great master is going to be able to talk us down from our self-destruction. Self-destruction comes in many forms. First, it comes in the personal form, in the engagement and the aggrandizement of our emotionality, which formulates conclusions in our minds that make us believe that what we think is true, or what we can think is what is important. Of course, none of that is true, not any of that. But we like to think that it is, and we like to believe that it is, and therefore, it is. The regard we have for the earth, the regard that we have for those who we have entrusted to take care of the earth, are dubious at best. Those people have self-interest and have no sense of anything other than power, money, and prestige. So when you ask a question about how we're going to deal with the world, what we're going to do with it after we destroy it, I can't answer. I am not a soothsayer. But I can tell you it isn't going to be pretty, and it isn't going to be wonderful, and it isn't going to end with just taking care of our bottles and cans and trying to eliminate fossil fuel problems. We have a spiritual problem in this world that is huge. It is huge. We wouldn't be facing what we're facing if we treated the world with the regard of our authentic heart. We would not be having these problems. But we have them because we can't reach the authentic heart. We live out of the human heart, and that's where all of our problems begin and reside in, and most people won't do anything about that. I mean, literally, they just won't do anything about it. So you ask me, how is the planet going to sustain itself? I have no idea. You ask me, are we going to go live in outer space? I have no idea. But I can tell you that living in the inner space and the awakening of a lifetime, even if it is short, even if it is only 20 or 30 years, the awakening of a spiritual lifetime whereby we live according to the manner of our heart and our spirit rather than our human emotions, passions, reasons, ego, vanity, pride will be the only thing that will matter. The longevity of a person's life is not as important as the life they live within their being, their authentic being. And most people just don't care about that. I hope that helps, Catherine. Please forgive me. Namaste. All right, here's one about thinking. This is from Jess. He often writes me, do you think that you can actually not think? You tell us not to think, but how do you not think? Jess, I don't tell you not to think. I've never said that. I've always said you're going to have a mind that is going to go on thinking over and over and over again. That's just what it's going to do because that's what it's built to do. But you and I do not have to follow the advice of our minds. If you have learned how to step back in third person and develop the reveal inside, you will realize this reveal for what it is and what it can be, and you will find an authenticity that you did not ever, well, really know about until the moment you realize what it meant to step back from desire, ambition, pride, vanity. Stop wanting more and start realizing where you are, what the meaning and the significance of your life is, where you find yourself currently. You don't have to talk back to your mind. Your mind can talk all at once. And if you choose to listen, you choose to listen. And if you do, there's a very good chance you're going to talk back to that mind. But if you can watch your breath, even during the day, and instead of allowing your mind to push you around, to make you believe this, that, and the other, make you think that you understand or that you have valid thoughts that are very important and la, 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 you will miss. But if you can step back from your thoughts, as Buddha said, to want nothing with all of your heart, you will start to realize there is something other than thought that can impress you, that can move you, that can bring you to the meaning and the significance of what it is to live in the compassion of a mind that is no longer pedestrian by mentality, meaning it doesn't think in the terms of what is convenient or what it wants all the time. So when my mind is not scattered around all of that, and I can live in the compassion of a love that is greater than my human motions, then my mind changes. And you will see your thoughts for what they are. I watch mine. They're frivolous. They're unnecessary. They're silly. They're genetic by nature. My parents probably had them. And I can hear some of my parents' thoughts and the things that run across Greg's mind. I can see it all. And then you simply do not criticize, analyze, theorize. You just merely don't go there. So you're worried about what's going to replace your thoughts. It's no thingness. And in that, in a mind that is no longer toiling with right and wrong, good and bad, the state of our mental illness goes away. And we start thinking in terms not of thoughts, but in awareness. And that's the big one, to have awareness. I gotta go. Hope that helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with more wonderful questions that I'm very grateful to have. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.